Blog Talk Radio.
Party people say, party people say, hey, it's a new day, it's a new day. Well, I'm getting ready, everybody ready, yeah, for a new day, for a new day. Celebrate today.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. And this is our morning connection. How are you doing today? So glad that you are here for our daily mental and emotional workout, our MTC, mental toughness conditioning. For those of you who don't know me, my name is Skip LaCour. I help ambitious men just like you understand and execute effective leadership and influence skills so they achieve their goals in life with more clarity and confidence. And I help men create the lives that they really want, not that they settle for, the lives that they really want, and spend the majority of their time with the people they really want to be with. In my former life, I was a six-time national champion drug-free bodybuilder. If you do a Google search, if this is the first time you're tuning in for this morning connection, a live video chat. I do it every single morning at 10 a.m. Eastern Time, 7 a.m. Pacific Time. Every single day, I was called the Iron Man of the Internet last night when I did another one of my chats, my Manformation Monday. And I really appreciate the comments that you're recognizing, you know, all of this effort that I'm putting in my sincere desire to help you become the best that you could be. It's just two guys, just you and me. That's all, just you and me using this power of the internet to just have casual conversations. This isn't, you know, bullet point lessons that you know that can take your life to the next level if you only follow through. There's tons of things like that, great information on the internet that I know that you have downloaded, you have printed out in an ebook form on your book, you have websites bookmarked, you have fan pages on social media. I mean, you're getting bombarded with a lot of information that I know you want to take advantage of. It's just, how do you fit it all in? That's not what this is all about. This is just two buddies just talking about life. I'm going through the journey of life. I appreciate all the respect that you've given me over the years. You've supported my efforts, whether it's some of my information products. Bodybuilding training for so many years in 63 countries, my DVDs, ebooks. I'm proud and I'm glad that I had the impact on your life in that manner. And most recently, all of you who want to take your entire life to the next level, and you go to my manformation.com website for the videos, the blog posts, the articles, the podcast, and all of the information that I've been pouring out over the years. You know, the best is yet to come. And I am certainly, one thing is that I'm recognizing as I achieve more and more in life and I start getting closer and closer to those feelings and emotions that are really important, that's what I want to talk about today, that I couldn't figure out. I was just achieving more and I was achieving more and I was achieving more. And I wasn't getting the feelings that I thought that my achievements would bring me. And as I get closer and closer, and those of you who have seen me evolve, you've witnessed it from me going from that dedicated, focused bodybuilder to the life that I have right now with my businesses, you know, my family. And if I haven't shown you enough pictures of my kids, just let me know. I'll post more of it. I'm just kidding. I can't help it. I can't help it. And you've witnessed, I mean, in real time over the years, that all this emotional growth, this personal development, this fulfillment, and a lot of you have reached out for that exact same reason. You follow me for the bodybuilding achievement. You want to duplicate that success. I helped you there, and now you want to have more of this. So many of you have reached out to get one-on-one coaching, and you can go to skiplacourcoaching.com to find out more about that. I am just glad to bring you along as I learn more and more about life. But the point is that no matter what I've achieved, I'm realizing that there's more and more and more to experience, to feel, to achieve, and from a different perspective. And so I'm on this journey just like you. If I am just a bit further along than you, maybe I'm a little bit older, maybe I've been being really gritty and really consistent pounding away. Well, I want to share with you. I want to make your journey a lot easier. I want you to get to wherever you want most in life, or wherever you think you're going right now. Whatever it is that you want, I want to help you get it a lot sooner in life. And there's maybe some things that just through conversation, through this Morning Connection live video chat, and this is also a podcast that goes on iTunes and Stitcher and Blog Talk Radio. If you are listening to this in a recorded podcast, you can always watch me live. You can pick up the energy from the communication through my facial expressions, my voice qualities, and take it on and absorb this at an even deeper level. We learn things in so many different ways besides the spoken word. Good morning, John. Good morning, Diego. Hello, Carl. And hello, Hong. So glad you guys are here to join me for our exercise, our mental and emotional conditioning, our workout. We're workout partners, you and me, right here during this Morning Connection live video chat. So many things I want to get to today. I want to talk about during our journey for success. Right, man, as you know, it's the most exciting thing in the world sometimes, and also could be the most challenging, and there's a lot in between. Good morning, Mark. That I want to talk about some hidden challenges that stand in the way of your personal development and your personal growth, and may get in the way of you achieving those goals you want to have in life. Good morning, Jeremy and Kristen. How are you guys doing today? So glad you are here this morning. I want to talk about those challenges, and I want to talk from a perspective that, you know, maybe if I am that guy who's achieved so many things, and you think when you achieve them, man, life is going to be so much happier. You're going to become that man that you really want to be, that person you really want to be. Well, you know, I want to encourage you to get in the game. Get on that journey. You know what? That may bring you everything you want, and it may not, right? You're going to have to really feel it, see it, and know it to know that for sure. But you want to hurry up just in case. Sometimes, and I experience this in my own personal journey and with the men who I help, that what they come to me for, hey, Skip, I want you to help me achieve this goal. When I achieve it, man, it's going to make me feel this way. It's going to do this, this, and this, and this, right? Many of the destination points that they're searching for, those achievements that they want, that they believe, they're committed. And every soul, every bit of their soul and body, every fiber of their soul and body, they believe when they achieve it's going to make them so happy. Sometimes, many times, most of the time actually, what they come to me for is not what they end up coming to me for. What they come to, it just is a process that you kind of have to achieve and feel other things to get closer and closer to what you really want in life. And I know that, again, personally and through the men that I've helped, and a lot of the, I've been in personal development for a very, very long time, even before I became that six-time national champion bodybuilder. So I've witnessed it, this whole process of personal development and growth in so many people over the years. So just something to give you a heads up about. But the fact of the matter is, if you really think that goal that you really want is going to change your life and it's going to bring you everything, I want you to hurry up. Work towards those goals with a sense of urgency to find out if it is going to give it that to you or not. Right? What you don't want to do is waste a lot of time and say, well, when I, right? And then you're going to be 45 years old and you're going to say, nope, this didn't do it. And how many times do you see that and you hear that? Is this all there is? Well, the thing is I know what that's like with the things that I achieved, and I'm very appreciative of all my success. It's just that I found out, is this all there is? I just thank God for my grittiness and my tenacity that I still had time left on this planet to figure out those feelings and emotions that I really wanted before my deathbed, which is something I want to touch on during this Morning Connection live video chat. And I want you to hurry up and get on the journey to have that real happiness. And, you know, if you are, you probably study success quotes and those who are successful. If you're into personal development and you are actually here for this Morning Connection mental toughness, conditioning, this personal development, this personal growth, then I am sure that you know that, you know, success is 99% failure. It's like you go ahead, you know, you have to get yourself, you have to become enthusiastic. You have to do your work. You have to be courageous to go for your dreams. And many times your plans don't work out. And that you have to understand that's all part of it. And you learn from those experiences, and they get you closer and closer to the things that you really want. We've all heard those things, right? Well, you know, as you go for your goals in life, it's the same thing. Even though you achieve them, right, it's not just fail. You achieve them. It's, I guess, failure in a sense because that's not what you're shooting for, but you have to hurry up and achieve it to know if that's true or not, right? So hello, Mark, and hello, Hadir. So glad you guys are here with me here today for our MTC mental conditioning workouts. I want to talk about the hidden challenges, and I got a lot of things to talk about today. Do I ever have a lot of things to talk about? Do I ever get on here and say, won't have much to talk about today, right? Anyway, you could tell I'm passionate about this. I think about this 24/7. I think about all the guys who I coach, their journeys in life, and I'm just so committed to their success and their journeys and their happiness and fulfillment. This is what my mission is. This is what I think about 24/7, and I can always talk about it. So the first thing I want to talk about the hidden challenges that get in your way of success and that personal development, that growth, is one thing is the success that you have. I kind of touched on that, and I set that up. I just posted, I found this on the net, it's going viral. I think it's really powerful. And I was going to read it, but I want you to go to my page, look, scroll down on my page at facebook.com, Skip LaCour page, facebook.com/SkipLaCour page. Come to my Facebook page, scroll down to yesterday, or you can Google search Steve Jobs of Apple, Apple founder, massively successful, right? Steve Jobs, his final words. And I just want you to read it for your own meaning. And I got it right here. I printed this out because this is something that I am going to refer to often because, you know, it's really moving for me personally. And if you follow my stuff, if we've built this connection, and there's been a lot of things that maybe I've been making you aware of that I went through and I experienced this and I let you know about it, and then, you know, you've done that. I mean, it can be many things from a training routine you know, you started looking into maybe some of the trust issues that you had in the past that you didn't understand were having such an impact, or even things like you took my suggestion of joining your local Toastmasters, right? Well, this is one more thing that I want to tell you that really had an impact on me. Now, I'll tell you this. If I started reading this, I'd probably tear up at the end because if it's meaning to me. And you may not be there right now. As you evolve, you may get there. And it's about Steve Jobs, and he talks about reaching the pinnacle of success and how he understands that he got what he wanted, and so many people admired him. But he talks about, you know, on his deathbed, nothing really matters. He admits that it was a miserable existence that he lived. And I want to talk about how your success in life can really get in the way of your real happiness and fulfillment. You know, many times we sit there, we set out on a goal, and we actually achieve it. People admire us for what we've accomplished, right? And we know that it isn't bringing us the level of happiness and fulfillment that we want. But we keep it in. It's our own little hidden secret. If you're in the fitness industry, if fitness is something that you pursued, and when you got into it, you just regulated your emotions, and you've done it for year after year, you've secluded yourself, you know, you've broken away from people because you have this goal, and you're getting diminishing returns, meaning that that fulfillment, that happiness that you got from it, that people who aren't on that journey admire the hell out of you. That's that success that I'm talking about. Because, you know, between you and me, look, brother, I am there. I've achieved probably the things that you want to achieve when it comes to that. I understand. Do you have this hidden angst, lack of fulfillment, and you don't know how to get to the other side? And you became so successful in this one area, everything you shot for, people admire you. And then you start going, well, I may not have all the feelings and emotions that I want, but you know what? Who has everything? You know, I'm very fortunate. All these people admire me for what I do. I want you to think about that, and I want you to read Steve Jobs' words, because that definitely could be his story. You know, that's that success that you achieved, and it took you so much work. Now you got to make alternate plans. It's so hard to do when you become successful and so many people admire you. Now, when I read this, there's something that's a continual theme that I'll talk about over and over and over again, because I think it's so important during these morning connection, live video chats, and all the podcasts that I do, is this internet is a powerful thing. There are role models that you see people achieve certain things, and you want to model their success. And they are very proud of their success, and they tell you this is the way to do it and everything like that. And that's their genius zone. They're amazing, and you want some of that too, because you believe if you duplicate their level of success that you too would be happy, or what you appear to be happy. And I'll tell you, they may be totally happy in that phase of their life. I think of Steve Jobs, all the people he mentored and all the people who admired him and followed his direct path. I wonder how responsible Steve Jobs on his deathbed, and he kind of alludes to that, how responsible he was to the people who followed him, or did he lead them off an emotional cliff without knowing it? I tell you all the time with your role models, and I'm not saying they intentionally do this, but sometimes success and achievement at the price of other things, and he talks about treasure, love your family, love your spouse, love friends. You know, after a certain point of achievement, success, money, they're not telling you that because that's not where their mind is. And part of the reason that's not why their mind is, you know, look at, you know, Steve Jobs. If he would have rearranged his priority, maybe you would never even know who he is. But on his deathbed, would he have hit his bullseye of happiness? Now, I want to make something perfectly clear. I could see, you know, dealing with so many people, if they were to read this, see, all right, I don't have money, I'm not accomplishing anything, I'm not using all my goals and achievement to have all this options and stuff, but that's okay, see, it didn't do Steve Jobs any very good on his deathbed, right? I have my health, I spend time connecting with my family, and what you're really saying is you're not going for that success and you're not going to make more money for your family. This, I'm not bringing this up as an excuse for you not going for those type of things and having to live a quality of life that you don't want. I'm saying and, not or. A lot of times when people are really focused, they make the world black or white. It's either this or that. And that's because that allows them to continue to go forward and be focused and block out obstacles. The world does not work in black and white. I'm saying and. You know, you want to achieve all your goals in life and make your mark on this world, touch people's lives, and you want to spend time. And I know it's a challenge, but the thing about it is the best things in life are a challenge, right? So it's something to think about on this journey. I want you to look at Steve Jobs' last words. I think it's really moving. And the point that I want to make is that success sometimes, even though you know you're not happy, you know you're not fulfilled, I'm sure Steve Jobs did not recognize this for the first time on his deathbed. I'm sure it was years before, but he had so many people admiring his success, and he was achieving what he set out to do, and he had such an impact in other ways that he didn't deal with it. Success can sometimes be one of those hidden challenges that gets in your way of personal development and that personal growth. Another thing is, I know we say we want to improve, right? One thing I found that is a hidden challenge for many people is I think you need to understand that many people think we're logical. We think we make decisions based on logic. We look for certain situations, and it supports what we do. Logic. Truth of the matter is we as human beings are emotional beings. What we do is we start with an emotion, and then our mind searches, well, this means this, and it searches for logic to support that you know, emotional reaction that we came to, right? So many times in life we're hit with, we want to succeed, we're hit with, this isn't working, right? And it hits us where we want to stay where we are. We put a lot of energy and effort into being who we are. We're proud of who we are, even though it's not working. And we get that feedback that it's not working. Instead of taking that on to get to where we want, that emotional reaction starts creating logical reasons why that isn't true and why we're staying where we are and continuing our path is the right thing to do. Right? And it sounds so logical, but I just want you to check that. Sometimes there is this emotional need to stay where we are, because if we were to find out that something that we put so much time, energy, and effort into is not right, that, and other people say they admire us and we're successful, that, what does that say about us? You know, what it says about you is, you know what, you're just like everybody else. Just because you were successful at what you set out to be, it was just a path that you came up with. From the beginning, you may have to make adjustments. So really think about that. If you're not getting the results that you want, and then you get all this feedback that tells you that, you know, do you make an emotional reaction to really stay safe in the moment, to protect all the work that you've done, all that time and energy that you invested going down a certain direction to stay the course, even though it compromises your long-term success? I see that all the time. Like I said, I'm constantly looking for distinctions and strategies, and maybe it's because I work so much with men, and I hear their stories, and I help them with their challenges, that I'm just inundated with this, that it has such an impact on my life. I am going through this gigantic. Again, no matter what I've accomplished, what I've done, no matter where I am, I mean, I'm going through this gigantic emotional growth, personal growth period in this time in life. Like I tell you guys, it's not too late to be great. I don't care what, how old you are, how many things haven't worked. It's not too late to be great. So I'm going through this big emotional growth. The challenge for me sometimes is that all this new insight on it, I can go back in time and see, oh my God, I screwed that up. I didn't have that right. Man, I hurt people. I squandered opportunities, and I didn't see them back then. There's a certain comfort in not seeing how much you're preventing your growth. There's a comfort in not seeing it. So when all of a sudden, you know, you start noticing it, and then you can go back in time and multiply it, that's not a good feeling. It's just not a good feeling. And if you aren't conscious of that, our goal and mission in life is to be happy. If you get all of this insight, and then it like hits you in the gut all the time. Oh my God, how silly am I? Look at that, I hurt people. I blew these opportunities. I mean, how much are you going to continue making these distinctions, having these revelations, if it hits you in the gut and it doesn't feel good and brings back pain of the decisions that you made? Although that could be the best thing for you, right? I work with it all the time, and I see a certain resistance when there's some obvious choices with men who I work with that could just make their life so easy. And I see the first reactions like a deer in the headlights, like they never considered that, and it's too simple, it's too easy, and they should have thought that a long time ago. And so it's that emotional reaction, and then they find all the reasons why, well, that doesn't apply to me, oh, that wouldn't work in my situation, right? And again, I just want you to be prepared for that as you grow, as you take more information, because I get it, I understand, but if you try to avoid that short-term pain, you can really compromise your long-term happiness and really feel pain in the future. So just some things for you to think about. You know, one of this Morning Connection live video chat is I want to, as we evolve, incorporate phone calls where you can call in. The phone number, you want to write this down, is 213-973-8790. 213-973-8790. And I'll be taking your calls. We can prearrange that. Hey, if there's anything that you want, that there's something that I say, I appreciate the feedback. If there's something that I said that moves you, that resonates with you, you know, as I help men achieve their goals, as I go forward to reach my goals and look back on things I did well and I haven't done well. I have certain things that I tell you that I know that have been helpful to many people, including myself. Right? At the same time, I'm saying so many things out there. I need to know what resonates with you that could break it down for you in the stage of life you're in. Reach out. Send me an email, skip@skiplacourcoaching.com, skip@skiplacourcoaching.com, or go and fill out this form. And I tell you, I follow up and I make these random coaching calls. Go to skiplacour.com/MC for Morning Connection, MC. skiplacourcoaching.com/MC. There's a form. Just tell me your name, your age, your biggest challenge, your phone number, and I make these random calls because I know this general, generic, motivational material is helpful. And I'll tell you something. When you can see how it directly applies to you, it puts everything into overdrive. And I want to be that guy in your life who brings you clarity in life sooner rather than later so you can start achieving those achievements. Well, what you really want is that happiness and fulfillment that you're searching for, and you're on that journey. I want to speed up that journey for you. So on the line, we do have a call. Good morning, sir. How are you? I am awesome. I am awesome. Thank you so much for asking. So, I don't know, do you want to go on anonymous here, or do you post it? I mean, should I address you by your name? I want everybody to feel comfortable sharing their story here, so you can give me a fictitious name, or how do you want to do that, sir?
Just by name.
Okay. So, Wyatt, all right? So, Wyatt, what's your question? I appreciate you being such a consistent follower of the Morning Connection live video chat. I'm curious, before you ask your specific question, what have you found most valuable about the time that you've invested by watching these Morning Connection live video chats? What comes to mind first and foremost?
I would say the biggest thing that does come to mind is that there's so much bombarded information on the internet about the how-to, but there's not a lot that explains the why. I feel that you come up with a different perspective and say, you know what, there's a lot of great information out there, but it's not the information necessarily is why it's not working for you. There's something deeper. There's something else that could be blocking you that you may not even be aware of. I get that a lot with you, and I don't hear from anybody else.
Yeah, you know, I appreciate that. And I'm going to just, hey, Wyatt, I'm just going to kind of restate what you said just in case. The technology, the sound wasn't quite clear. What Wyatt said is what he finds most valuable about these Morning Connection live video chats and the podcast, the things that I talk about, is that there's so much how-to for success from so many experts out there. And the why, what's the drive, what's the motivation, where does it come from, it's like that's kind of skipped over. And I talk more about the why, and there's two whys. Right? One is the obvious to you. Why is this important to you? If you can't get yourself going, you know that you can do this, this, and this. You know if you are dedicated, committed, you have references in your life where you did things that were much more challenging than whatever this thing is that you say you want to achieve. For some reason, you can't get yourself going. And I just don't want you to fool yourself to think that it's maybe a matter of just not having the right strategy. The strategies can be helpful. But when you know why and you're so committed, just like those other things in life, you'll figure out the strategies, right? You'll be talking about the strategies later on, but sometimes what we think what we want for the reasons, it's just not, we haven't, our subconscious mind knows something different. It knows that, you know what, I don't believe that achieving that is going to really make me happy. You know, just think of Steve Jobs with, you know, I don't really know a lot about his life. I know there's a movie out, but what if he said, look, what if I create these iPhones and, you know, Skip LaCour can be doing, these live video chats someday, live over the internet and speaking. You know, I know that's an amazing thing. I know I'm going to be respected. It's going to bring me tons of money. But you know what? I need to spend more time. What if he couldn't convince himself to go on that amazing, outstanding, committed, tough-as-nails journey? Because he knew that there was something else that he wanted. These revelations on his deathbed. Well, that would really rock his sense of certainty. That would really mess up his motivation. And so although he had the strategies and opportunities, he couldn't follow through. There's a reason sometimes why you can't follow through, and I want to help you work that out. Think about the things. Here's, so that's one, is your motivation. The other thing I really want to emphasize, as you go to the internet and you have so many people, and I want you to measure me too. I want you to consider everything that I say. I try to tell you why I do the things that I do.